get no satisfaction is because you ain't listening to the Grilling Guys. Welcome back. You are now. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And we were wrapping up a couple tailgate drinks, and we didn't get to a couple of the mules that are in other parts of the country. So let's jump right into that. Barbecue Bob, you brought us the Moscow Mule. We beat that one up, and Chaz had put some ginger beer in it. What about the Kentucky and the Mexican? Tell us about them, man.
Okay, well, you know, these mules follow. There's all sorts of recipes online, first of all. And I'm just kind of a new researcher on this, so I've never been a big fan of it. I thought of it as a fad, but when I see the girls in my house going after it so much, I'm thinking, okay, this is obviously a pretty big trend. Better probably know a little bit about it since
Bob's
all of our friends
on the mule train now.
Since
right,
all of our friends brew beer, we should have some base knowledge. So I got to work last night and I started making a few at home, and everybody was pretty happy about it. The Kentucky Mule is with bourbon, of course, and the Tennessee Mule is with Jack Daniels.
Okay.
There's lots of variations. I mean, the Kentucky Mule, they like to throw mint in it, like they do at the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
You know, mint leaves. They don't do anything for me because they impart very little flavor when they're just floating around the top of your glass.
Salad.
Yeah. And then, of course, you go to the Mexican Mule, and that's with tequila and agave nectar. And then you can take an aromatic and put it in another direction, which way or another you like too.
But all of these have ginger beer as the base.
That's right.
Right?
Yep. So, Chaz, you have job security.
Good.
Because you look nervous.
Well, you know, there's a lot of breweries around in town.
Boy,
I'm still the one making
isn't that the case?
Beer.
Yeah. There's a lot of breweries in Grand Rapids. I was just in Minnesota.
A lot of them in the state.
I was in Minneapolis last week or the week before. And they're just kind of getting the word that microbreweries are a thing. There's only a couple there. But what I noticed driving back from Chisago Lakes, which is their beautiful lake district north of the Twin Cities, I shot back to the Badger. I saw like three hop farms. So that was kind of cool. So at least the farmers are getting ahead of the curve.
Hoping that the barley farmers get in on it soon,
When the breweries actually do start thriving. But I rode the Badger, and it just so happened that it was the last trip of the year for the Badger, and it was a beautiful day Sunday, and it was about 70 degrees when we entered town about 6:15 at night, and they had the entire city out at the docks. I mean, just hundreds and hundreds of people lined up to watch the Badger come in, and he was just wailing on that big air horn on the way in. We were standing on the bow. It was very nostalgic, but I was truly taken aback. And the Coast Guard was out with a bunch of boats. The sheriff boats were out. They were shooting these big water cannons, and people were clapping and waving. We're all up on the deck waving like, you know, returning war heroes or something.
Deplane.
It was really cool. I love the Badger, man. You got to ride the Badger. So cool.
So that's Ludington to like Manitowoc.
Manitowoc,
right?
Yeah.
And you go back and forth, and that is a cool boat.
And every time I go to Wisconsin, I try and find cheese stores, right? Because they have the best cheese in the country.
It's kind of like trying to find a beer store in Grand Rapids, right?
But,
they're everywhere.
Yeah. But if you're shooting across whatever it is, 29 or whatever I was on, I could not find a stinking cheese store open on a Sunday.
Oh, well, that might have been the day.
Just weren't many stores on that route, so I got all the way to the stinking ferry with no cheese. Pretty bummer.
Well, the good news is they sell it in Michigan. It's just not original.
Yeah, it's such a good deal over there. Right. And the one thing they're really good on also is their brats. And, dude, we have to hook up next year an early tailgate at Lambeau Field. Take the Badger over. And tailgate.
Yeah, I've been there for those.
Tailgate at Lambeau. You've been to Lambeau and tailgated?
I've tailgated at Lambeau.
Yeah, okay.
Not as a cook, as a guest.
I have not. I want to bring one of our, or both of our big, I know, it's the best tailgate parking lot in the country. And you should have seen the traffic lined up for this place. That they do that right.
Well, they're committed. Their vehicles are painted with the pack color.
I saw gorgeous, giant, shiny motorhomes and stuff with the big G on them. Yeah. I mean, these people are serious.
Chaz, back in Michigan, you're brewing some beer at a little place called Schmoe's. And we have Chaz on. I call him the baritone of beer. But Chaz is one of our first original sponsors of the Grilling Guys, been with us since we started, and we can't say that about too many companies, and we truly appreciate the Schmoes partnership.
Yep.
It's been with the Grilling Guys for about 6 or 7 years now. And so what we wanted to do is, Chaz, take us down the beer menu at Schmoes. Tell us about Schmoes and let our listeners know what they're missing out if they don't come and see you.
Well, especially on the new beers you've got.
Well, Schmoes, we're located over on Patterson, just north of 28th Street. Our address is 2600. For those of you not from Grand Rapids, our addresses are really related to our streets, so it makes it easy to navigate. We're right next to the ice rink. We've got a real laid-back atmosphere in there. 16 taps of beer available. You can come on in. We've got flights where you can taste 5 different beers, sit down and do your little study on them. I know Bob loves to research. Randy prefers to research a pint at a time. Yeah. But we have a great, wonderful atmosphere with free popcorn.
And here's the thing also. They brew awesome pop for the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, we make microbrewed sodas as well. And we're all ages. Bring in the family. It's great. We're outside food friendly. It's a wonderful thing. Now, new for this season, we've got a couple of seasonals coming out. Out in the truck, I've got a case of Mad Tom's Porter for you guys.
Mad Tom.
Tell us about that.
Mad Tom's Porters is a slightly hoppy, slightly smoky porter. Now, porters were the dock workers' drink. They were a little lighter than the farmer's stouts in England, but they were so that the guys could quick get some nourishment. So it's still a hearty beer.
Liquid lunch.
Liquid lunch. I mean, that's the way it worked back
in the
day.
So are they also typically a little bit sweeter?
Porters don't have to be sweeter. Some of them are. A lot of guys fruit infuse them or coconut infuse them or different things like that. But we're making a straight up robust. And by robust, it's got a bigger hop edge. West Michigan's a hophead area. And so we had to address it with that by tweaking our porter up into that.
Would you call it a stout light?
Stout light is would be a good layman's term. My brewer friends will look at me like I'm crazy for calling it that, but since you said it first, I'm off the hook.
Yeah. Okay.
then we're coming up on the holiday season. You know, we've got Christmas decorations are already out at Walmart.
I know. I drove by a place and there was a bigger home and they hired obviously a service. They were putting their Christmas lights up yesterday. I'm like, really? Come on. But you know, it's a couple months away.
So yeah. In response,
better
to
Ramadan.
That, yeah. our brewer Gabby. Gabby came up a couple of years ago with this wonderful gingerbread brown, and it tastes just like grandma's cookies.
Ooh.
So you ought to swing over to the tap room and get that. Now, later on, just a little bit before Thanksgiving, we're going to release our probably all-time classic, Miracle off 28th Street. The name is homage to how fast we got our liquor license and the location of the brewery being just off 28th
Street. It's an Old English, isn't it?
It's an Old English ale, mm-hmm. Yes. It's
really
a
good.
Little bit more
really
kick
good
to
really
it.
Really sweet. Just
a little higher
thick
octane.
A little higher octane.
Yeah, a lot of malt. It's so nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. I like to say it's one of those hearth beers, one where you want to be sitting home enjoying it, maybe out of a little bit bigger open glass, sitting in front of the fire. Family running around. Bob will be getting grandkids soon, so he'll be watching
got
those
him
running around.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
He's got them. They just aren't here right
he
now.
He got the double header
yeah,
this summer,
right,
didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah.
No, they each have their own head.
Yeah. But those holiday beers are a great thing, especially if you're going to somebody's house. We also have one more unique thing around Grand Rapids. We have a package we call the Brewer's Six. Six of our year-round regular beers. It's already mixed up for you in one carrier. If you're in a hurry, you're going to somebody's house, you don't know what they drink, this is a beer fest in one hand to be able to go over and go to a party.
All right. So that's Schmoes Brewery on Patterson by the ice rink. Get the Brewer's Six. If you're not mixed up when you get there, the six-pack will be when you leave. Job, what's next?
Well, coming up next, we're going to be talking about some tailgating. And this is the Tis the Season. And you know what? Our biggest event of the year is this Michigan-Michigan State game. And Bob and I are full on. Got notice from our partners in this, our Wells Fargo Bank, and they got us a parking pass. So we're bringing all the toys, baby, because we can get in and get it going. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're going to rock your tailgate. Stick with us. We'll be back.